Blog Talk Radio.
To the Jerry and Paula Show with your hosts, Jerry Williams and Paula Alexander. We are going to be covering tonight politics and all the politics that have been happening in the last few months. If you would like to join us, you can join us through via chat, or you can join us here on the show by calling in at 845-241-9873. Once again, this is Jerry Williams and Paul Alexander, and now here is our show. Yeah, welcome to the show. This is your host, one of your hosts, Jerry Williams, waiting for Paula to sign in. She's going to sign in real quick, and then we'll get the show up and running here. So we're going to be covering a lot of stuff today on the show. There's a lot of stuff to be really, you got to think, we've been gone for approximately, a year? Not a year, about I would say, well, we quit right after we knew that Biden was elected. So once that happened, you know, Paul and I just kind of bolted out and left because we ended up the show. There wasn't really much to do. However, the show is back up and running. We just started to back up. We are continuing to do this show probably on every Monday. I know a lot of people have missed us, and I know a lot of people have been, you know, saying, hey, are you guys coming back to do another show? And, of course, yeah, we're here. We are doing another show because we feel like we can get all this done. As much as possible for us, you know, because I'm going to see what Paula's doing. I don't know if she's, I'm still waiting for Paula. Paula Alexander is supposed to be coming soon. And once we get her in here, then we'll kind of continue on the show. So what I'm going to do is, while I'm waiting for Paula, I'm going to cover some of the major topics that have been going on in around this whole time. So let me just kind of cover a couple of these things here real quick. And the first and foremost, the first thing I wanted to say is that, number one, you know, there's been some really serious stuff been happening with Donald Trump and the Trumplicans. And when I say that, I mean it because it's been some of the stuff's kind of like, I don't know, maybe I'm shocked because I know that the Trumplicans would act this way, but, you know, this is who they are. They have so much of a belief that, I don't know exactly what's happening here. But anyway, so let me just kind of go over some what the Trumplicans are doing. And I wanted to tell you this because it's so important. And then I'm going to read these bulletins, and then we'll have, we'll get to Paula and them, okay? So bear with me for just a second while I do 5 million things at once. But I wanted to kind of cover these. And like I said, we're going to be covering a lot of these topics here on the show, so just give me just a moment, and we'll cover the topics, and then we'll get into it here. I don't know if Paula's doing. I don't know what Paula's doing. I have no clue. We'll figure out what she has to do. We'll figure it all out here soon. It takes us a little while to get everything done. She's going to sign in, and then she's going to come in. And then, you know, that's what she's going to do. But anyway, let me get back to what I was talking about while we wait for Paula to get in, because Paula will be here in just a few minutes. And then, you know, we'll get her set up on this too. So anyway, getting back to what I was covering. So here's what's been happening. So the Trumplicans of Donald Trump, it's kind of crazy because here's why. Okay, so Donald Trump, we're talking about Donald J. Trump, the man, the myth, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend, who started the crazy bullshit all this time, is literally, I think he's losing his damn mind. I got to be honest with you. I think he is going totally nuts. You know, he's very upset because he has not been able to get his, you know, he wants the election overturned, right? So Donald Trump wants the election overturned, and he's trying his best to do that. And I don't know why he is doing this, but, you know, he's trying to say that, you know, he is having so many different issues there. And I don't know why he's having so many issues. But anyway, he's trying to say that he wants to overturn the election because he won the election. And, you know, this is the same old that we hear from, you know, all politicians do this stupid shit. They always do. They always go around and say, hey, I'm the one that won the election. You know, I did this. But Donald Trump has taken it to another key level of craziness. And I'm serious. I'm truly serious that he has caused so much crap to this that it just bothers me, man. So with that said, with he's been doing here, and I'm just going to want to cover all this shit right here, is that Donald Trump is trying to do some of the weirdest stuff here. And here's what he's doing. So let me just cover this, and then we're going to get Paula and all this in here. So I'm going to cover the main bullets and points that we're going to be talking about tonight, some of the stuff. So Donald Trump puts out a memo. Did you guys hear about this? A memo shows that Trump's lawyers have a six-step plan for Pence to overturn the election. A conservative lawyer working with the president Donald Trump legal team tried to convince then Mike Pence that he could overturn the election results on January 6th. When Congress counted the electoral votes by throwing out the electorals from seven states, according to the New York Book Pearl from Washington Post journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, here the scheme that put forward by the controversial lawyer John Eastman was outlined in a two-page memo obtained by the authors of Pearl. And so Donald Trump went through a whole process of trying to find a way for, you know, back when this was going on for November, or for this whole thing. And you got to think, then we had the riots that happened, the domestic terrorism of our Capitol building. Do you remember that? Well, that's what I'm saying, because he did this. So now Donald Trump has gone even more crazier. Here's what's happening. So here's what we're finding out. Check this out. So he has actually contacted the Georgia Secretary of State, and he is trying his best. He is trying his best to have Roethlisberger to decertify the election in Georgia. This is what Donald Trump's trying to do. He has not given up. Now, the reason why he's doing this decertification process, this is what he wants them to do, it's to get his base all riled up. Because, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, his Trumplicans are freaking nuts, right? Because they're going to get all riled up. They're all QAnon conspiracy nuts and everything else. So that's why Donald Trump is doing this. That's why he's doing all this crazy shit, trying to stir up all this bullshit. And, of course, what did Donald Trump keep saying? He kept saying, and by August, I'm going to be president. It didn't happen. By September, I'm going to be president. I mean, he's been saying this for the last few months because he knows his base is stupid enough to follow everything he said. And they believe it. I really believe it. But they believe it. So that's one of the other subjects we're going to cover. So let me cover this other 3 points, and then we're going to get Paula. And then another one happened today, a Texas doctor, I don't know if you heard about this, a Texas doctor who says he performed an abortion, sued in the first known challenges of the law. So in San Antonio, a doctor who wrote to a Washington Post, he claimed that he had violated the Texas 6-week abortion ban. He now faces at least 2 lawsuits brought on against him under the ban, both brought by plaintiffs who say they oppose the new law. One lawsuit was filed Monday by Oscar Stilley, a former tax attorney in Arkansas, where Paula's at, who is serving a home confinement sentence for a federal conviction of tax crimes himself. Wow. He filed a lawsuit against the physician, Dr. Alan Braid, in Bexar County. In the phone interview with CNN, Stilley said that he is an opponent of the law that bars most abortions in the state, but wants to clear the way for a judge to rule on it constitutionally. I am a supporter of the Constitution. I am opposed to the law, Stilley said. A second lawsuit has been filed against Braid by Philip N. Gomez. He is an Illinois resident who describes himself as a pro-choice plaintiff in the suit. The lawsuits open up a new front in the legal war around the 6-week abortion ban, which went into effect on September 1st. Nancy Northup, a president of the Center of Reproductive Rights, an organization legally representing Braid, said her client had been called to challenge the legality of the law because the alternatives for his patients are inevitable and that the law is creating havoc on reproductive health care in Texas. So Northup said that the interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper that Braid had felt compelled to violate the law in order to offer the best health care for his patients. This is what's been happening. So you have this new part of what's happening with our, you know, with this whole thing in Texas, you know. So now we have that. And then we're going to cover some about coronavirus, because coronavirus, COVID-19, is becoming a very serious issue. And because people are stupid enough not to wear their masks and get vaccinated, what's happening here is people are getting sick and even more sick. And here is a really prime example of somebody that they got sick and now they're on a ventilator. Robbie Walker, who is a Florida resident, got COVID-19 from attending a outdoor event on July 4th, okay? Him, his family, and everybody got COVID-19. They were not vaccinated, all right? So they did not get vaccinated. Here's what happened. So Robbie ended up getting so severely sick that he had to be put on a ventilator. Unfortunately, in Florida, there is no hospital that has any beds or anything for them to be put on ventilators. So what happened to Robbie? Well, Robbie Walker, luckily, there was a doctor out there in Connecticut who decided to fly him to Connecticut to have the treatment he should have got. So he went, him and his wife, they flew up to Connecticut. Now he is on a ventilator in Connecticut. He was on a ventilator. He's doing fine now. His family have decided to get vaccinated. Now they are an advocate for vaccinations because they said, we don't know why we didn't do it, but now we are so stupid for doing this that we should have done this. We should have taken it serious. So he had to get what was called ECMO treatment, and that was not available at any of those hospitals around Florida, so that's what happened there. I mean, that's how serious these vaccinations should be, that we need to be paying attention to it, to what happens. I mean, we need to really pay attention to that. And finally and foremost, one of the other things that we're going to cover, or one other point, Saturday, the Trump rally did not work out, did it? Didn't go too good. But then you have the Trumpicans who will not give up on what they believe. And their belief is really false hope by a false leader and a false teacher. Donald Trump himself. And that's why he's making money, because he knows he's pretty much screwed. And even if he goes into 2024, he's still screwed. But anyway, that's the other thing we're going to cover. And also we need to cover Gabby. We need to cover Gabby Petito. She was the one that was a missing hiker with her boyfriend or fiance, Brian Laundrie, who is now missing himself. Her body was found. And, of course, now they're trying to question his parents and find out where he is, because obviously there's a dead body and there's nowhere for this guy to be found. I mean, that's what is very concerning here, right? So all this we're going to cover today on the show, and of course there's a whole bunch of more to cover as well, because me and Paula and myself are very happy to have you all back here again, because we miss you guys. We miss you. We've missed everybody here. So let me get this going here. And I'm going to play a little song here in the opening for Paula. This is going to be a little easier.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away. Don't you know the bitch came back? Starting to see that all my friends are out for thinking that we'd be wrong. Well, she's so fucking stupid that she's singing along. Trouble with girls is they're all the same. Forget the diamonds and pearls, they just want a ring.
And now from Arkansas, please welcome Miss Paula Alexander to the phone. All right, let's get her in here.
Howdy.
Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, I had to repair my Bluetooth. I think I know why it impaired. I had to buy a new TV, and I had to unplug all the stuff from the surge protector.
Oh, yes.
And I unplugged the extension cord to the Bluetooth. So I think somehow.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing I can think of. But anyway, I got it paired back again. And here I am. So fabulous, Miss Paula.
Yes, you are. Welcome back.
Thank you. I've had a little break. Yeah, I had to buy a new TV.
I heard you had to get a new one.
That's a big expense. But anyway, what should we talk about first?
Whatever you like to. You got all kinds of there's been so much stuff happening, of course.
Oh, my God. And I even got more stuff than what you you talked about in the intro. But let's go with that first. There is now a recording, they have released, as far as Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie go, they have now released a 911 call from Moab, Utah, where they were fighting in the car and he was slapping her.
Really? Okay.
There was a 911 call from another vehicle, from another guy, and they released.
Oh.
Yeah, they released the call, and this
oh,
guy,
wow.
Yeah, if I can find it, I'll send it to you. But basically, he called the police. It was about a 2-minute call, and he said he pulled up. He was concerned for her because they stopped the vehicle, and this guy saw Brian slapping her, and. They both got out, and he slapped her. They were walking up and down the sidewalk, and he hit her on the sidewalk. And this guy was concerned for her. So he called 911. He had the license. He was good. He knew what the vehicle was. He wrote down the license.
Oh, wow.
He took a picture of the vehicle.
Smart.
I know, right? And he told him what the license plate. I mean, they put it out on the internet. It's out on Twitter. That license number is out on Twitter. They've impounded the vehicle. So, you know, I mean, it's like somebody said, you know, they're still calling him a person of interest. And one tweet on Twitter really struck me. And it's all I said was really simple. I just said, a person of interest doesn't run.
Well, that's true. That is very true. I mean, I kind of figured that he was, I knew he was guilty, but, you know, just like even as a law enforcement aspect, you know, being an ex-police officer, one thing I can notice is that, number one, he ran. Number two, his parents have to know more about this information as well. I think they knew more than what they're letting on, because I'm sure he has told them, and they probably, he could be out of this country for all we know. You know, I mean, he could have just bolted.
Well,
but
that's what I'm.
He's definitely guilty.
Yeah, he's definitely guilty. I'll tell you what I think. And it's like I have a lot of journalists on my Twitter feed now, and one of them. I forget what I was going to say. God, I'm getting old. I'm not even drinking that much tonight. I wanted to be prepared for the show. You know, people are saying he's probably Alec. I said follow the money. Because you know, he had to call up mommy and daddy or go home to mommy and daddy and say, mommy and daddy, I did something wrong.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, he had to. He had to bring something up that. But...
So tell me your thoughts. This is my thought. He left his precious.
What?
He left his precious white Mustang. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. He left his Mustang in the driveway. This is a pretty car. He left her truck in the driveway. And he took off on foot with a backpack on. So, you know what I'm thinking? This is why I'm saying follow the money.
Yeah.
I'm thinking mommy and daddy went out and bought him some sort of cheap vehicle, parked it blocks away, and he walked to that car and got in it and took off, and it's in their name. What do you want to bet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guarantee he did something, man, because he had to have.
Does that sound feasible?
It does. I think it sounds very feasible for that.
I keep getting this image of him taking off and walking to a vehicle in my head. I mean, it's really strong.
Yeah, I can see that. And he's probably bolted off there, man. He's, you know, he can go anywhere. Which now,
right.
I think they'll end up finding him very. I mean, it'll happen because the problem this guy has is this very serious. Here's what it is: they don't just have the police looking for this guy; they have thousands
FBI.
Upon thousands of followers or fans or people on the internet that will follow, and that means that he is going to be tracked even more. Like a hunted down animal. I mean, he really will be.
Right.
Because there's so many people.
Yeah, he's gonna be like the tiger in India that's killing people, and the hunters go out and find it and kill it. I mean, seriously, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's gonna be and not only that, but the FBI is looking for him. Don't you know that Interpol is probably looking for him?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think
I'd say he's got all kinds
of people. You know what Interpol is? That's the international, like the international police. That's like...
Mm-hmm.
Like when my brother was trying to get his kids back, he had to go to Interpol to try and find them because his ex-wife had a
kid. Oh, yeah.
So... I just think that mommy and daddy helped him. Everybody thinks mommy and daddy helped him. I just think there's another vehicle involved. It's in somebody else's name. He wouldn't just start. I mean, if he started just walking across the country, somebody would see him.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody knows who he is. He's everywhere. I mean, he's like his picture, everything.
And I'm thinking he's changed his appearance.
Oh, yeah,
somehow,
I can see that. I can see him doing that.
I mean, he's got a very distinguishable face.
Distinguished?
He's kind of got a big nose. He's got a Roman nose. But
yeah,
I'm thinking
he's definitely got features.
I'm thinking that he has changed his appearance somehow. Maybe wearing a long beard or a wig.
Well, yeah, he could definitely have that. That's for sure. I mean, I could see that he would have that stuff going on, but. You know, did you hear that, I don't know if you heard this or not, but I'm going to throw this out here because I'm going to go to a different subject for one second. COVID-19, did you hear that the U.S. death toll of COVID-19, people who died from COVID, it just today, just surpassed the 1918 flu pandemic?
I think it's 1908.
You know that?
I think it's 1908. You're right. Yeah, because my dad had the Spanish flu when he was a kid. My dad was one of the few survivors of the Spanish flu.
Hmm.
Yep. He told me how sick he was as a little boy. He told me how sick he got as a little boy. Yeah.
You know, what bothers me is people are not believing, nobody wants to, number one, nobody's getting vaccinated, and number two, they're not wearing the masks. By the way, Virginia got vaccinated too, so I was really proud of her for doing that. But, like the topic I talked about a few moments ago, like that, I don't know about the guy like in Florida, that guy that ended up getting COVID. He ended up getting COVID, and his whole family did, from going out on that weekend of the 4th of July. And the thing is that he couldn't even get treatment in Florida for having, you know, the type of treatment he needed. And so he had to go. So, you know, luckily there was a doctor in Connecticut that, you know, flew him up there and took care of him. But their whole family has now been vaccinated because of it. And what I don't understand is why people wait till the last moment thinking, well, I don't need to get vaccinated because it's all a hoax and, you know, it's all fake and it's propaganda and blah, blah, blah. And most of the people I find that are not supportive of the vaccines and masks, I'm not saying all of these people, but most of them are Trump supporters, Trumplicans. That's what I've noticed.
Yep.
How about you?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is that this is, I mean, who makes a deadly disease into something political? Oh, well, you know, the Democrats made it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not real. It's and then I read on Twitter nurses' feeds deny it up till their dying breath. I don't have COVID.
I do. I know that they don't care because it's like, you know, your kids are gonna get sick. People are gonna end up dying, you know, from this shit.
I'm a Republican, so it was all made up. I don't have COVID, and then they die.
Yeah, it's not gonna touch me. It won't touch me because you know, I'm a Republican. You know, there's no way for that to happen.
I mean, this is a very serious subject for us to talk about. Really, it is.
But it is.
Because it's not about being a Democrat. It's not about being a Republican. It's about being a human being. You know, I figured up last week. I sat down. And when I was about, I'm 68 years old now. I had a birthday last month. And I got to thinking back when I started getting vaccinated as a child. And it was about 6 or 7 years old. This is really important for people to hear. I figured up I probably between the polio vaccine, the all the vaccines, and including as an adult, I've had every year I get a flu shot. And, you know, that's another thing people bring up. It's like, how can they create a vaccine so quickly? Well, how do you think they come up with a yearly flu vaccine?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
what I don't understand, Paul, is that, you know, think about it. The vaccine was being created under Trump administration, so they were doing it. And Trump even got vaccinated himself.
Right. Right.
So I don't understand. I have no clue.
Yeah, and when he had that last little rally thing he had, he told people to get vaccinated, and they booed him. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
You know, he went a different route. That's what happened. You know, he knew that they weren't gonna support that idea, so he went a different route and decided to, you know, put out Fox News information about the fucking. By the way, Fox News is putting out so much misinformation about COVID-19.
Yeah, there's a 40. Did you see the teenagers that were on CNN this morning?
No, I seen the bulletin point for it, but I did not see it. No.
Okay. They were interviewed on CNN this morning. They said their dad watched all kinds of news. He watched Fox. He watched CNN, MSNBC. He watched different. He died. He just died from COVID at 45.
Jeez.
And John Berman asked them. So, well, he asked him what news they watched, and or what he watched, and they flat out said he watched Tucker Carlson videos on YouTube where he got misinformation.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
So he died not getting the vaccine because of Tucker Carlson on Fox News. I mean, they said it right on CNN.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really. So this is really,
God.
Important. I'm going to say it again.
It is.
This isn't a Democrat disease. This isn't a Republican disease. It's not made up. It's not fake. It's a freaking pandemic.
Exactly.
It's a disease. Your natural immune system can kick off a common cold.
Exactly.
It can kick off the stomach flu. It cannot kick off COVID-19.
Yeah. No, it can't. And now they got the new Delta variant going around, and people are like, oh, let's see. You know, there's so much of a rise in Kentucky and fucking here in Ohio. But even Kentucky, the governor, I felt bad for him. Andy Beshear tried his best to try to get this under, you know, to do this as a state of an emergency situation. And, of course, because they're the Commonwealth, Kentucky, what happened? They all said no. The council said no. And now they're facing a crazy bullshit that's happening.
You know, I have a Facebook friend in Kentucky, and she's scared shitless. She's vaccinated and a Democrat. And she's scared to death because of the people around her that won't get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, really. I mean,
I have a fairly new neighbor. She's been here now about 5 or 6 months. And I think it's been since I did the last show.
Yep.
She's a stroke survivor. It took her 3 years to get to a point where she could be on her own again. And she rented the apartment next door to me. And she was helping me. I really liked her. And I'm pretty crippled. I have a hard time getting my groceries in. So she was helping me get my groceries and hanging out with me. And so one day I knock on her door, and she acted a little irritated. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she goes, "Oh, I got into a fight with my doctor today." And I go, "Why?" She said, "Because we got into it over getting vaccinated, and I won't that shit in my body." And now she's saying I'm disrespecting her for telling her to get vaccinated. And I'm saying she's disrespecting me for breathing on me unvaccinated. So I quit dealing with
her. Oh, yeah.
I quit. I'm bringing in my own groceries. It's hard. It's like I don't walk very well these days. But I'm not going to catch the Delta variant from somebody who's stupid.
I know.
I mean,
oh, my God,
just,
I'm the same way.
That's just stupid.
It is.
So, anyway, I'm sorry.
It doesn't make sense for people to act like that and try to say that they're going to. I mean, they're not taking it serious. I mean, people are getting sick. People are dying, and they're still acting like it's fake. And that just bothers me, like, every time I think about it.
I mean, she's a recovering stroke patient. She's about 10, 11 years younger than me. She's had strokes. She has fibromyalgia. It's like another neighbor said, she's going to be one of the ones that ends up in the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just respecting her by caring about her. I mean, that hurt.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's just terrible. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand that. I totally understand that completely. I mean, you know, you wish to help people out, and you want them, but they don't. They just don't care. Like there's something in their brains like miswired. And I don't know, man. Like I have been noticing so many Trump people, Trump supporters. They're all. I mean, I have heard so many of them say. And I'm going to go into this, too. Like, Donald Trump, they keep saying Donald Trump's going to be elected in August. He's going to be elected in September. Now it's going to be this. And, you know, he's working on something right now. And now, you know, like I said before, he's trying to, you know, decertify the election in Georgia, which they're not going to do. You know, they're not going to do this.
Right.
Because, you know, he's being sued in this damn state for the shit that he pulled during the election, and you know, trying to get, you know, basically bribe them. And here he is doing this, and now he wants to decertify the election in Georgia. That don't make sense. I mean, he's probably stupid. Well, yeah.
I saw part of an interview with Brad Raffensperger on CNN from, I think it was this afternoon. And they were talking to him about it, and he said, I think he knows he lost.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we move, I got stuff to talk to you about the election too, but before we move on from COVID, there's one thing that people, like my neighbor said to me, I don't know what's in that shit. I don't want it in my body. Well, one of the things going around is that it has fetal tissue in it. The ingredients are on the CDC website, does not have fetal tissue in it. Does not. Get vaccinated. Get your asses vaccinated. Don't die because you're stupid. I mean, really, it's stupid at this point. Okay, so moving on. Did you know that Mike Pence isn't the hero we thought he was? Have you heard about this?
What is it now?
Did you know that Mike Pence is not the hero we thought he was by certifying the election?
Really?
Really. They gave him...
So what happened?
Okay. Before he certified the election, they gave him a 6-point scam to pull at the certification. And I have it. I took a picture of it. You'll have to give me a minute. To pull off when they were certifying the election.
Okay.
He almost went along with it. And then he called Dan Quayle, the former vice president, who lives in Indiana where he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to him about it. And Quayle, I mean, I guess they talked for a long time. And Quayle just kept telling him over and over and over again, you will lose on this. You cannot do it. There's nothing you can do to not certify the election. Hang on a second. Let me go find the picture and I'll read some of it.
Okay.
Paula,
you find out.
Find that
real quick. I'm going to take a real quick break and then we'll come right back. We'll discuss that. And I think we got some callers in here too, so I'm going to pick them up too.
Okay.
So we're going to go break real quick, and I'll be right back. All right, everybody, we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute. I'm just going to play a song, and then we'll come right back, and then we'll take some calls. And Paula's going to kind of go over that, what she was talking about. And so we'll get all that right here in just a few minutes. And we'll be back here in just a moment. This is Jerry, and we have Paula, and it's the Jerry and Paula Show. Of course, politics is our game, and we talk about pretty much everything on this show. So we are back. We are back. Yes, we are. Thank God. Huh? I mean, I know a lot of people missed us. I got so many emails, people saying they missed us. So we are back, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes to discuss more on politics. Right now, here's a little song that's making its way. Do you know how to do this dance thing, right? So I don't know. A lot of people say they know how to do this. Get ready to play the song. And if you know how to do it, it's...
My girl is banging, she She's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta fool my baby with enough pay. On a date night, got that bourbon till you stay with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Sweet and squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. From Alabama Jamma, she my Dixieland of life. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy like, my girl is happy, rolling on a vessel. Don't need no mansion to get romantic. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. Solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta fool my baby with enough pay. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon till you stay with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Sweet and squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama Jamma, she my Dixieland of life. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy like, my girl is happy, rolling on a vessel. Don't need no mansion to get romantic. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta fool my baby with enough pay. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon till you stay with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Who you squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. With Alabama Jamma, she my Dixieland of life. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the scald in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secret. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box wine and her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon till you stay with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Sweet, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. From Alabama Jamma, she my Dixieland of life. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy life.
Put your loving hand out, baby. Hard and fast, like everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it's put in. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feed, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. tried so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I'd never stand to be my foe. Why we're chilling, why we're chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good, she don't embrace it, why the feel for the need to replace me, you're the wrong way, trying to be good, I went up in the feature town where we could be at, like a heart in a bad way, shit, you can give it away, you have and you tend to fade, but I keep walking on, keep moving the dog, keep open for, that the dog is yours, keep also home, cause I'm the one that live in a broken home, girl, I'm begging, yeah, 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 I'm begging, begging you, to put your love in the air now, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm finding hard to hold my own, just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't pull back, I'm just a call, but your face is black. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out.
Ah, yes, we are back, and there's a little music for you. We figured we'd play some kind of music for you, but we are here on the show. I'm Jerry Williams, and we got Paul Alexander, and we got some other phone calls we're going to take in just a minute. Give me 1 minute. We're going to have Paul is playing something real quick, and then we're going to take some calls, so hang on. All right, Paul, are you there, huh?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. Did you find it?
I did. I was trying to find the shorter version that Chris Cuomo put on CNN tonight, but I couldn't find it. So I'll try and pull this up real quick. Okay.
Okay.
Pence almost went through with overturning the election. Okay. He was given 6 points to do. I'll try to read through this real quick. It's kind of...
Okay.
I like the shorter version. The first 6 points. Number one, VP Pence presiding over the joint session for Senate Pro Tem Grassley. If Pence recuses himself, begins to open and count the ballots, starting with Alabama, without conceding that the procedure specified by the electoral count. Okay, he starts counting the ballots. Count the ballots. When he gets to Arizona, he announces that he has multiple slate of electors, and so is going to defer decision on that until finishing the other state. This would be the first break with a procedure of certifying the election. Number three, at the end, he announces that because of the ongoing disputes in the 7 states, there are no electors that can be deemed validly appointed in those states. That means, and listen to the numbers, that means the total number of electors appointed, the language of the 12th Amendment, is 454. This reading of the 12th Amendment has also been advanced by Harvard Law. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. A majority of the electors appointed would be 228. There, at this point, votes for Trump would be 232. There are at this point 232 votes for Trump, 222 for Biden. Pence then gavels President Trump as reelected. And the number four is what kills me. Howls, howls, like dog howls. Howls, of course, from the Democrats who now claim, contrary, that 270 is required. So Pence says, fine. Pursuant to the 12th Amendment, no candidate has achieved the necessary majority. That sends the matter to the House, where the vote should be taken by state. Okay, what it ends up, in other words, I'm not going to read it all because it's just too much.
Okay.
Okay. Look, there was a...
So what's the short version?
Okay, well, I'm trying to... It's hard to read the short version. I'll read number six a little bit. The main thing here is that Pence should do this without asking for permission, either from a vote of the joint session or from the court. Let the other side challenge his actions in court, and there would be a lawsuit. But in the meantime, Trump would be appointed, reelected president again. But thank God that he called Dan Quayle. Because Dan Quayle, the ex-vice president and a friend of his in Indiana, told him, you can't do it, you can't do it, you cannot do this. There's no way around it. You have to certify the votes. And then Trump sends the goons in and puts up a scaffold. Not a scaffold, a noose for Pence.
Because he didn't do what he wanted.
Right. So in other words, Pence almost did it. Pence almost overturned the election. If not for Dan Quayle.
Oh, my gosh. Who would have thought Dan Quayle? You know what I mean?
I know. That's what everybody thinks. That's
gosh.
You know, thank God for Dan Quayle talking him down and going, you can't do this. It's unfeasible.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Oh, man.
Yeah. They literally had a plan. That's why, you know.
Oh, my God.
And that was the certification of the votes. And that's the day the insurrection took place. I mean,
wow.
Think about that.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That is amazing.
And
Now we know the rest of the story.
Pence almost did it, but when Trump, that's how, this is what Donald Trump is all about. You're not going to do it, I'm going to get your ass.
Right. I'm going to have them come and get you.
Right.
And that's what he wanted.
And that's why.
He wanted it.
And that's why that's why the Secret Service took him off the floor first. Get him in hiding.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Well, we have some phone calls. We'll take some. Let's take a couple calls here. Might as well get some calls in here while we got a chance, right? We'll take our first one here.
Okay,
I think we may have a familiar face. I think we have a familiar voice we may hear here.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
It's not Robert.
Do you recognize my voice?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Enjoying the weather. Hey, Paula.
Hey.
How
are you?
5 months,
Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is, Paula?
been so long, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
It's not been that long.
Huh?
It feels like it's been long, but, you know, it's. I think it's only been like a few months, right?
It's been like
five long months.
It's been, wait a minute, because I looked at my records. It's been since March, so April, May, June, July, August. It's been 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a hint. He is from West Virginia.
No, you're wrong. Virginia.
Virginia.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
You know what else has gone on since you guys went off the air? There's been no mean tweets. There's been no rounds of golf from the Commander-in-Chief. There's been no insults hurled at reporters for asking tough questions.
It's all new. It's all different. It's all – the Biden administration is amazing. I'd say I'm so happy for him. You know.
We have a president again.
I know, right?
Hey, Paula, by the way – Paula, by the way, this is David, by the way. So I knew you didn't remember.
That's right. I even knew he was from Virginia. I recognize.
Yeah, Paula even remembered that.
I knew you were.
Yeah.
Gary, I knew you were a fibbit.
So let me ask you guys, because you both are on the line here, so I have a question for both of you. So this whole thing where people are bitching, the last thing that everybody complained about is the last thing that just happened was Afghanistan, pulling the troops out. You know, so many Republicans or Trumplicans, I'm going to call them Trumplicans, they are like, you know, they're coming out and they're saying, well, you know, what Biden did was wrong, he should have done that, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the thing is, from what we understand, is that Trump started this with he had a contract deal with them, with the Taliban,
right.
You know, that we were supposed to be out in May. And, of course, a lot of the Trumplicans are very upset with this whole thing that Biden didn't do his job properly. What do you guys
think? Started it? I think it would have been more fucked up with Trump doing it. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. What do you think, David?
I don't. Go ahead, David.
I was just going to say, you know, there was four presidents already that had been in that war, and I admire Joe Biden for not leaving it for a fifth. But, you know, to put it in a Trump-sucking perspective, how dare he follow the agreement that was agreed upon by the previous administration? You know, how dare he not back out of a contract that he really had no choice but to honor? How dare he put diplomacy over campaign donors?
So true. I mean, you know, they kept,
Trumpism,
you know,
continues
to
destroy America.
He does. He's not even in office, and he still continues to destroy America by having these idiots believe everything that he says on his new media sites that he has now.
Oh.
And not only that, but there are people that are using his technique to try and win offices that are lying through their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
There is, there are websites, I think, in Jerry, in Charlie Kirk in Ohio.
Charlie Kirk, that sounds familiar. He may be in Ohio.
Okay.
I think so. I think he is.
Him and a guy named Jack, God, what's his last name? It's hard to remember. P-R-O.
Purdue?
They are, no, No, it's a heart. It's like a. It's like an. It's like a European name, like a.
Oh, Jack Ruby.
No, not Jack Ruby. Jack Whitey. It starts with P R O. Prozac. Yeah, it's a European name. They are following in Trump's footsteps. Even my own senator, Tom Cotton, is following in the footsteps of Trump.
Oh, man. That's bad. That's bad right there.
Yeah. If you follow in the footsteps of Trump, you're going to ruin your shoes because you're going to have orange spray tan all over your shoes.
And I just saw a tweet the other day from somebody that said, "Thank you, President Trump, for promoting me," and we were all going, "Do you think that's a compliment?"
Oh my God!
You think you're going to make points? You think you're going to make points? Eat a lot.
I've seen some of the Republicans, I don't know which state it was, but they put a billboard up that had a picture of Joe Biden's face in a Taliban, wrapped up in a Taliban garb,
yeah,
and holding
yeah.
a gun, saying thank you for freeing our leader or whatever. And it was from the Republicans. They were putting that up,
I've seen that all over social media. The problem is, you know, and the thing is that people are saying that, well, he had 13, there were 13 service members killed.
Uh-huh. I heard about that too, yes.
I believe there were 28 or 29 service members killed under Trump. And he only, you know, when they come to the airport and they deliver the casket to the tarmac, it's called a dignified transport.
Yes.
They dogged Biden for looking at his watch. He carries his deceased son's rosary in his pocket. He wears his son's watch. He's the fucking president of the United States. He has things to do and people to see. And they were like, oh, he's looking at his watch. He's looking at his watch. Do you know that Trump only went to, what was it, two of the dignified transfers and then got into a fight with one of the widows and called her a liar? Of the men
really?
He was supposed to be. Yes. Of the men he was supposed to be great. Yes. He sent Mike Pence to do the rest of them. Yes. So that's, you know, give me a fucking break. Yeah.
Well, in the California, yeah. and like in California, you know, the governor going through that whole process there, you know, and they kept saying, well, he's, you know,
tried to get him out of there, and it didn't work for him, did it? Because, you know, the people said, no, that's not going to happen. And, you know, I thought that was funny because it was tried so hard. To try to take
the heat away is what they wanted. This is how I look at that.
You know?
People that are following Trump, that should be your sign. Because Larry Elder, the guy that he that was trying to get him recalled, the guy running against him, lost by a long shot. And he was a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah.
That should be your sign. I mean, if you think Trump is making you points by announcing you still support him, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, definitely.
And that reminds me of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Every freaking day, she puts up a post about impeach Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. One good thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene is I think that by taking a look at her, we can finally put to rest, you know, the question of whether or not evolution exists, because I think she's proof we come from monkeys.
That is very true.
She is a freaking lunatic.
Fuck yeah, she is.
And I read yesterday where her approval rating among a Republican is only 24%.
Really?
Which is really
well, I said it enough.
That's like really low.
Wow, I have a better approval rating with Republicans.
And she had the nerve to put up a video of her in front of at the house from yesterday, and she was talking about we need to impeach Joe Biden for the travesty for the immigrants coming in at the border. All I can hear in my brain is you hate brown and black people. And she goes, I mean, I watched the speech. I almost threw up while watching it, but I watched it. And then she says, the Democrats want to sign a bill that aborts babies at birth. What the fuck? Who says that? Birth is birth.
I'd like
nope.
to abort
that
her.
That is so true.
Nobody aborts a baby at 9 months. I mean, how ignorant can you be?
Well, exactly.
I mean, babies are taken early through C-section because of the mother's health. Or the baby's not doing well inside of her, so there are cesarean sections. But to say that abortions are being done up to birth, how stupid do you have to be to say that?
Well, look who's saying it, you know.
I know. Oh, everybody thinks she's a jerk.
Well, look at the whole people, the supporters of Trump. They've all turned into a joke. And people, I mean, everybody sees it except for the Trump people. The only people don't see it is Trump people. You know, they all feel like, oh, it's, you know, Trump is still their president. And I think it's funny because I just talked to somebody the other day, it's a Trump supporter, saying, yeah, did you hear? You can't really disclose this, but, you know, Trump is working on something right now. He's about ready to become president here by November. I'm like, he's been saying that. They've been saying that since Joe Biden took office. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to fucking happen. I mean, come on. I mean, it's time to get a life and grow up and move on.
I mean, how it's like it's mind-boggling to know that somebody is that stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't understand these people. They're freaking idiots, and they still fly the Trump flags and have, you know, the American flag and the Trump flag coming out of the back of their cars, and people are like, Trump 2020 or fuck Biden flags, or, you know, they've got all this stuff going on where they're just, they're so jealous that Joe Biden won, and he won fairly. Unfortunately, he won.
But they don't
to
believe
them,
he won.
Unfortunately for them, no, they don't believe he won. They don't believe he is the president.
No.
You still know, take their orders
from
Donald Trump.
Until we start calling out all the misinformation, not only about the election, but COVID misinformation, vaccine misinformation, we got to start calling people out. I mean, you know, I do it, but not enough of us do it. You know, like I challenge
right.
people. When you see a post from your friend, I don't care how close you are to them, when you know it's bullshit, call them out, because they call out your post. They don't comment on your kids' pictures. They don't comment on the picture of your dinner. They comment on your factual post about vaccines and things like that, and they comment with negativity. Take them to task. So
yep.
you know what I had to do? I had to write a little poem about it if you'd like to hear it.
We got to hear that.
Okay. So it says, I've ranted and raved, and oh, how I fussed. I've screamed and I've hollered, and yes, I have cussed. I've belittled and bewildered, and I've shown poor taste. I've attacked and poked fun without any haste. I've taken these morons and their dumb friends to task, those anti-vax numbnuts who refuse to wear masks. Not the experts nor doctors, but who do they believe? The Facebook MDs, which I can't conceive. The MyPillow guy is the one that they trust, but don't look now, another one bites the dust. I wrote that after a local anti-vaxxer, anti-mask guy died of COVID pneumonia.
Yep.
His family claimed that the hospital unplugged his oxygen until it dropped low enough to justify forcing a COVID test on him, moved him to the COVID ward, and then proceeded to kill him so they could blame COVID-19.
Oh.
They were in
oh
denial
God,
right until the man was dead, and they continue to deny it today, saying he was murdered.
Cricket.
That's what nurses and doctors do. They murder people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To get that COVID money.
Yeah, they take a Hippocratic oath.
Yeah.
You know, to save people's lives. I mean, really?
That's just stupidity right there. That's stupid. That's just dumb. I mean, you know, to say that, and that, you know, it's because people think that COVID-19 still is a freaking hoax, even though people are dying from it. I mean, even the ones that see their people die from it, they you just said, David, it can literally kill your family member, especially one of these Trump people, and then all of a sudden they'll turn around and say, oh, no, that's not why they died. It was because the doctors killed them and the nurses killed them, because they can't accept the fact that there's a fucking virus that is spreading
mm-hmm.
like wildfire, and it's not going away. It's not going away.
Another anti-vax, anti-masker. It's 99.9% survivable. Why are you people trying to force a mask and a vaccine on me? And now he's been to the ER 3 times with COVID, anti-mask, anti-vax, but he'll go to the hospital. Look, the way I see it, if you don't want the vaccine, don't take it. You don't want to wear a mask,
no.
Stay the fuck home. If you get sick, don't
exactly.
go to the hospital. If you don't trust doctors and scientists about the vaccine, why do you trust doctors to help you when you get sick with it? Stay the fuck home and save the hospital for the people that really need it. Die with some dignity, the anti-vaccine pieces of shit.
The percentage that you just talked about, this is what kills me. People are so uneducated. They're saying, well, 99% of the people who get COVID survive. You know why? Because they're fucking vaccinated.
Yep.
Yep.
That 99% point is because people are vaccinated. They can, and it's like, you know, I get that comment on Twitter all the time. And it's like, okay, do you know why they survive? there is a stronger version of COVID out there called Delta, the Delta variant. Vaccinated people can get it, like me, and can get sick, but we won't fucking die.
No.
People don't get it. They think that.
No, they don't.
They think that 99% thing is for everybody that gets COVID.
Yeah.
It's like,
yep.
I read somewhere, maybe it was on the CDC website, only like 0.9% of vaccinated people die from getting the Delta variant. The other 99% survive.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. And for us to look at this and say that COVID deaths have already surpassed the Spanish flu fucking death toll, what's that tell you? That tells you that's terrible. That's bad.
It's really bad. I mean, for over 100 years, we've talked about the Spanish flu, you know.
Yeah.
And people don't know. I'm a history buff, and my dad has Spanish flu. By the way, my dad lived with a permanent fever blister on his lip for the rest of his life. He always had a fever blister on his lip. I guess from his immune system, whatever was in his body that fought off the Spanish flu.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
He lived his entire life because a fever blister is is your body fighting off some sort of infection in your body. So, and my dad, it came out as a fever blister on his lip. He was always doctoring his fever blister. And it came from when he had Spanish flu as a child. And, but he lived to make me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. See, he made you. We wouldn't be lost without that. So just to let you know, so I just want to give people an idea here. So the flu, it says that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimated that 675,000 Americans died during the 1918 pandemic. And as of today, there is more than 675,400 deaths of COVID-19.
That is really... it's almost overwhelming.
It is. To put it in that perspective.
Yeah.
So if we put it in this perspective, we got to say this. So the Spanish flu was the worst outbreak in history, in the world's history. As of today, it is not the worst outbreak in the world's history. COVID-19 is.
Right.
That's where we're at. If that tells people anything.
I mean, people get vaccinated. Don't die, people. Get vaccinated. Wear your mask when you go in public. If you have to go to the store, wear your damn mask. If you go to church, wear your damn mask.
Yeah, exactly.
Get this isn't a... Why do you make it political?
Exactly.
Because Donald,
that I don't get. I don't get that.
I don't either. Well,
yeah.
I do in a way. Do we have any other calls?
Let me see here. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to throw this out there to everybody because this is like some, there was some, hang on a second, some breaking news here. By the way, this is what the breaking news is. Justin Trudeau from Canada will form next government, Canadian news outlets project. So I guess they had an election. So it says Justin Trudeau will form next government Canadian news outlets project. Several Canadian news outlets is projecting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party will form the next government following a tightly contested general election against Conservative Aaron O'Toole. So there you go. I like Justin Trudeau. He's awesome.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, a lot of Canadians actually keep up with our people all over the world keep up with our politics. But there are
they do yes.
Neighbors. I mean, my friend in New Zealand keeps up with our politics. I mean, he's an Englishman
yeah.
living in New Zealand, and he keeps up with our politics. Because they know, people all over the world know our politics will affect them. It'll be like veins reaching out all over the world, affecting them. So, I'm glad. I like it.
Somebody messaged us and asked us. They said, so, Jerry and Paula, that you're back. Glad to see you guys are back. So I have a question for you. What do you think about your buddy Andrew Cuomo?
Okay. Can I speak? As
yeah, absolutely.
As a woman, as a female. I have really mixed feelings on Andrew Cuomo. Okay. I'm a rape survivor. And it's really, Jerry, in the last 6 months since we did our last show, I've come to a lot of reality about being a rape survivor. And that is that I'm lucky to be alive. One of my rapists was a police officer. He had me handcuffed.
Yeah.
And he had his gun within visual. I was raped twice. The other guy was in the back seat of his car. He was twice my size. I was a little bitty thing then. And strong. And this man kept me from... I tried to unlock doors. I tried to open doors. I tried to open windows. And every time I reached for something, he would grab my wrist and pull me back. Again, I know I'm lucky to be alive. So when it comes to Andrew Cuomo, I know that Italians are extremely affectionate. They're touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're touchy-feeling. I know that some women say they got a creepy feel off of him.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna deny their creepy feel, okay? But I'm also wondering if it was unwarranted because of his need for affection. being Italian. I don't know. I have really mixed feelings on. I think he was great last year during the beginning of the of COVID. I think he was great for New York.
Yeah, me too. I think that he was. And it was weird because everybody attacked his brother Chris Cuomo. You remember they attacked him because they're like, well, he didn't report. But I think that with Chris Cuomo, because he's a news reporter, I think he handled himself very well with it. I applaud Don Lemon for helping to ease that situation, because Don Lemon took over because, you know, he's like, hey, my brother, how's it going? Remember when they talked about that? Hey, my brother, how's it going?
Yeah.
Then he went right into the next moment and talking about Andrew Cuomo. But he was letting him know that was, you know, we're good, everything's good. And then because he knew what he had to do is to because he had to cover that news story. But Chris didn't have to worry about that. You know, Chris didn't cover it. Thank God for that.
Well, the thing is that Chris, it's kind of like accusing Hunter Biden with the laptop of all that, the laptop and all that crap. It's like, is Hunter Biden the president? Hell no. And is Chris Cuomo his brother? Hell no. They're separate people. Why would you blame
right.
one person? It's kind of like I watch these crime shows. I just had this thing pop in my head. I watch these crime networks, and I see these ex-wives and ex-girlfriends and children of serial killers coming on and going, I get blamed for what my ex-husband did. I get blamed for what my ex-boyfriend did. I get blamed for what my father did. Why would they get blamed for what someone else did, whether they're related or not? I mean...
Yeah.
So, and Chris Cuomo was... I know that CNN lawyers told Chris Cuomo that he couldn't talk about his own brother on TV. He couldn't discuss his own brother on TV. He just couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Exactly. He can't do that. Because if he does, then it's a conflict of interest is what it is.
Right. My feeling about Andrew is that I'm saying this from not only a rape survivor point of view, but as a intuitive, that I think that Andrew got blamed for some things that were mistaken.
I think so too.
I think he was targeted.
Absolutely. It was all because of the COVID-19. And, of course, they were like, oh, he punched up the numbers and everything. Honestly, I got to be honest with you on this, okay? And I'm all for, yeah, we should have the facts on the numbers. But, you know, they had so much shit happening in New York. How could they – you'd be lucky if you had the correct numbers, you know what I mean? Because, you know, everything was just so crazy about – I don't know. To me, you got to think. I look back at when the pandemic hit, and I look back to the facts, and when I look at it is Donald Trump did not want anybody to get – I mean, he didn't provide any kind of help whatsoever. He was pretty much fucking up the whole thing by coming out and acting like an idiot and, like, spreading all this misinformation. But the problem is these states had to fend for themselves, and so they were doing everything they can with a new virus that was, it was taking over their city. So, you know, everything was just like, it was a clusterfuck because of this COVID and no help from the government, from Donald Trump. He wasn't going to do that. You know, he was playing God with the ventilator machines and wanting to basically get into a company where he had to charge these governors for their fucking, for these ventilators and shit, you know. So to me, I don't blame Andrew Cuomo. I mean, you know, on a lot of things, because he did try to do what he could, you know. And then the sexual rape thing, like you said, you know, some people are affectionate. I mean, some people do go, hey, how's it going? I'm a hugger, so I go out and hug everybody, or, you know, I pat them on the back, or it doesn't matter if it's a female or male. I mean, that's just the way I am too. But this shit where they're doing this, they're just setting him up for stupid shit. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're setting him up. They're trying to get him in trouble because of he was a very popular. He was the most popular during the pandemic because he was doing more than the damn president. People were listening to him than they were him and Fauci is the ones they were listening to. It was not Donald Trump. It was not his board of, you know, COVID-19 people. It was none of them. It was Andrew Cuomo, right? And Dr. Fauci, those were the ones. And I don't think they liked it. I don't think any of them liked it. They're going back after it.
Well, think about Donald Trump at the beginning. We have found out now that Donald Trump ignored it in the beginning. He didn't want to believe it was a thing. He didn't. Matter of fact, he even said on video during, I think it was a press conference, oh, it'll go away in a week.
Yes.
It'll go away in a week.
It'll go away in a week.
And then, I mean, on top of this, can we just inject them with bleach or stick a light up their ass? Or whatever.
I believe we can put inject bleach on them.
And then he brought in, and I don't know if you remember this press conference, it was held outside, but he brought in the CEOs from drugstore chains, like I think it was Walgreens and Walmart, and are you seriously telling me that Trump didn't have them in his back pocket?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was making money.
That's
why he
made
kept pushing. Absolutely, he kept pushing the fuss. They even said, I remember on Now This Politics on that website, so they were trying to prove, they even proved that Donald Trump had, he had his hands or his pocketbook in with the fucking pharmaceutical company that was making that antiviral medication. What was it called? I cannot remember the name of it.
Regeneron.
Yeah, he had his hand in. Yeah, so he kept talking about it every time he came out and did a news conference.
He's not the only one. Now, Rand Paul is. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is, I call him a serial murderer. He is making money off Regeneron. He has stock in Regeneron. So does Rand Paul, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. Who else? There's a whole bunch of political people that have the maker of Regeneron. They are paying them. They are making money off Regeneron because of either. Did you burp?
Yes. I'm sorry. I had a moment.
You?
I just cheated my ass out of a good. Hey, I just cheated my ass out of a good fart.
Oh my God! I just I've never heard that before, but that's a good one. I'll have to remember that one. Oh, my God, I'm snoring again. no, but there are all these politicians that they're telling people not to get vaccinated or wear masks because they're making money off Regeneron because the vaccine is free, but Regeneron isn't.
Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah, it was a money maker, and they're still making money off of it. You know,
because
people
Trump,
still think they need it.
And I think Trump started it.
Oh, absolutely.
I really do.
Well, you remember, it wasn't Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember, she cashed in her fucking stocks and stuff right before COVID, right before the announcements came out. I mean, she knew.
Well,
they knew what was going on.
Well, let me, speaking of, let's go to another politician. And that is Kristen Sinema of Arizona, the senator from Arizona. She claims she is a Democrat. When she ran in, 2018? I believe in healthcare for all. Now guess who's holding up the infrastructure bill that helped healthcare for all? One of the two senators holding up the infrastructure bill that would help America with healthcare.
Really?
It's all over. It's been all over Twitter. Oh my God. when Kristen Sinema ran in 2018, she was worth $38,000. Guess what she's worth now?
What's that?
$1 million. And guess why she is worth that?
Why is that?
Because she is backed by Big Pharma, by the pharmaceutical company.
Damn.
They are paying her to stop healthcare for all. The infrastructure bill that provides health care for all. In other words, she doesn't give a flying shit that people might have to pay more for prescriptions, like you and me.
Really?
Yeah, really. Her and Joe Manchin are the two Democrats, supposed Democrats, that are holding up this bill that would not only help the nation, the country, but health care for all.
Huh.
Yeah. So 3 years ago, she was worth $38,000. And now she's worth $1 million. Hello. You can make money off being a senator, but that much, the math doesn't add up.
No, it don't.
So,
no,
we have a problem.
No, it don't at all.
So we have a problem with Kristen Sinema, spelled KrystenSinema, and Joe Manchin. Last name, Manchin. They are holding up, and this is the thing. they agreed to sign this bill months ago when it was created. And now they're backing out.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's crazy.
How cold do you have to be to not want health care for all? Are you so selfish that your own pocketbook is more important than other people's lives? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that, you know, to me, these people are ridiculous, and it gets worse. And, you know, these are the ones who are spreading the false information about COVID, and these people are the big Trump-supporting fanatics, and you know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's like Donald Trump is trying to kill – trying to kill the Republican establishment is what he's doing.
Oh, I choked.
My wife, Virginia, says hello. Virginia says, hello, Paula.
Tell her, hi, love.
I'll let you tell her. She's on the line. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Welcome back, bitches.
Oh, thank you, dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, I could be better, but we won't go into that. I've been having to spend all kinds of money lately. Had to buy a new TV. I think my cell phone's going out.
Oh yeah. That's not good.
And get this, guys. I live in public housing. Okay? They go by your income. I just got a notice, I think in the mail, saying in November my rent is going up $105.
What?
Yeah. $105. It was like, I was just to the point where, you know, I could treat myself to fast food, a meal here and there, you know, buy a little something for myself here and there. And now I'm going to have to start pinching pennies again.
Is there a way that you can, dispute that?
Nope. Well, I'm going to call them. But I know what they're going to say. I know them. I've been here 14 years.
What are they going to say?
They're going to say there's nothing they can do about it. They're going... They do this little calculation and on their, you know, and they're, according to how much help they're getting from the government for public housing, et cetera, et cetera. I have a little tiny apartment, but it's really nice. It's a cute,
my grandma's
tiny,
going to $75 because... she also lives in public housing, but it's for seniors, anyone over 65. And they told her it was because of all the stimulus checks.
Really? Maybe that's it.
It was because of the stimulus checks and the extra food stamps that she was receiving every month is considered income, even though technically when they first started coming out, remember, Trump said that they weren't going to be considered as income. It won't be taxable. Wrong.
Well, they lied. He lied.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
It's Joe Biden's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault.
Of course.
Well, I mean, the government's got to make money back somehow from all the money that they've spent the past 2 years, so.
The complex I live in is for, there's a front part and a back part. And the front part is for elderly over 55 and over. And the back part is, there are 3 bedrooms in the back, which is amazing for a little town like this. But they have families there. So I've been into the elderly crippled part.
Did you say the elderly crippled part?
Crippled. Yeah, I'm getting, Jerry, I can't really walk to the mailbox is in our parking lot. I had an MRI about
a month
ago.
You're
falling apart. I am. I had an MRI about a month ago. Have you ever had an MRI on your head? Because of my scoliosis and 2 congenitally fused vertebrae in my neck, my spine is squishing up like a hose, you know what I mean? When you squish one of those rubber hoses that squishes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's, my spine is doing that. And so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I have a lot of pain. And, you know, 5 years ago, I was still looking hot with my dark hair, my makeup, and my sexy blues. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck anymore. And 5 years ago, I was still looking for a man. And I don't give a fuck about that anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that now. You're free and clear on that.
I am.
Stay away from men, you know. Oh, speaking about
evil.
Men, I do.
Yeah.
Let me just say, speaking about men in general, men. So one thing I wanted to ask you was, because we didn't cover this part, and I know how you feel about this, so I just want to ask you your thoughts. So what do you think about the new Texas law that came out? You remember it was September 1st, it was introduced, about abortion. Isn't that crazy, that law?
Don't get me started.
I mean, it's
stupid. My generation is the generation that fought for Roe versus Wade. Now, I used to have mixed feelings about abortion. I did. And through the years, I've evolved. And it's like, don't get me. I can't even put into words.
I tell you what, I cannot believe, like, I just, when I was reading that story about that doctor, you know, that doctor that just got like he's being sued by these two doctors, I mean, these two, one's an attorney that was a former attorney in Arkansas, your state that you're in.
I know.
Who is suing them, but this is the same guy who was suing a doctor who had to perform an abortion that was for the benefit of the patient, for their health, and then he's suing them. And of course, this person suing him is a former attorney who is at home confinement because he broke federal. He has a federal conviction on tax crimes. And he's trying to go after a doctor.
he's a grifter. He's desperate.
Yeah.
He wants money, and he's a grifter. He's just trying to do whatever it takes to get money. Now, this is my thing. When I look back on it as a rape survivor, I used to call it rape victim, but now I know I'm a rape survivor.
Survivor, yes.
I am a survivor because these men use force against me. I mean, not just tackling me. I was handcuffed. I was brutalized in the back of a car by the other one. And I realized, do you know that my therapist, when I was in therapy a couple of years ago, diagnosed me with PTSD. And I realized that part of my PTSD comes from these men. Now.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I was on the pill. But then I put myself in the position. What if I had not been on the pill?
Right.
And gotten pregnant by one of the men that brutalized me.
Oh, yeah.
What if I'd gotten pregnant by one of those assholes? Do you know the trauma? I mean, I didn't even get pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
What if I'd had to have gotten pregnant by one of them?
Yeah.
I look at it.
You had an abortion.
I look at it in a totally different way than I used to.
Oh, yeah.
What if you had to bear the child of a man that brutalized you and forced themselves on you?
Right. And so what these Republicans want you to do what these Republicans want you to do is they want you to go through the process of bearing the child, through the labor, everything, having that child. And then my question to these people are, knowing that you put the woman through that, through all this traumatic shit, but what do you do when the child is born? There are kids out here who are waiting to be adopted by foster. They're sitting there waiting. And you want to put more children in these homes and then cause more financial issues with our country and everything else because somebody's got to pay for it, right? So I just don't get what these people think. You know what I mean?
Right. And I read a story about, I think it was a 13 or 14-year-old girl that got pregnant by her father.
Gosh. That's crazy.
And she had to travel, like, I think it was, I don't know, 150, 250 miles away from the city she lived in to get an abortion.
Oh, my God.
It happens.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
It happens.
And all of that, they'll have people out there using coat hangers and having illegal abortion, you know, like, they'll be doing it so unhealthy.
Do you, just, if anybody's listening, to help me understand abortion, I went online and studied and researched abortion. Do you know it's depicted on 3,000-year-old cave walls? Before Jesus ever existed, before Christianity ever existed, there were women doing things. Yes. So when these evangelicals, I'm a Christian, okay? I believe in the real Jesus, Christianity. But before Jesus ever existed, women were still doing things to get rid of. Well, I shouldn't use that word. Let's put it this way. If you think rape didn't exist back then either, you're crazy. Yes, it's depicted on cave walls and they call them pictographs because they're not actual pictures on a piece of paper because they didn't have paper and pencils and drawing utensils back then, so they put it on cave walls. It's on cave walls.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, when these high and mighty people think that a 13-year-old should bear their own sibling, think about that. They're bearing their own sibling. That's insane.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And yet, Republican evangelicals think it's an act of God. No, it's an act of violence. And this is another thing. God forgive. If a woman did wrong in aborting a baby, does she not think God is going to forgive her for that? I'm sorry.
Well,
I got
here's a prime example, and I'm glad that you kind of said this, because in the Bible, in Numbers 5:11-28, it addresses a procedure where a man who suspects his wife of infidelity can take her to the priest and make a formal accusation. The priest then performs a prescribed ritual that would result in a curse from God. If the woman was unfaithful while claiming to be innocent before the priest and God, any physical manifestations she suffered would determine her guilt. Although scriptures offers no example of this being carried out, we will see a famous passage that may have alluded to this such actions. And according to Numbers 5, starting at verse 15, the priest was to take an earthenware cup, concentrated water, and add dust from the tabernacle floor. The husband's grain offering of jealousy was given to the priest, who put it into the hands of his wife. The priest then put the woman under oath and made her swear a penalty of curse that she was innocent of adultery. After the wife swore the innocence, her oath was written on a scroll next to the priest. Put the scroll into the water, and the ink came off into the water. At that point, he removed the scroll from the cup. The priest took the grain offering from the woman, burnt it at the altar, and finally made her drink the bitter water. If innocent, then the bitter water would have no effect. But if guilty, there would be a physical consequence. And then it says here that the priest shall put the woman under the oath of a curse. So back in the day, that's what this is saying, that they did this. And according to it, it says, at this point, the priest must put the woman under oath by saying, may the people know the Lord's curse upon you when he makes the infertile, causing your womb to shrivel and your abdomen to swell. May this water that brings the curse enter your body and cause your abdomen to swell and your womb to shrivel. And the woman will choir to say, yes, let it be so. So what they're talking about here, abortion.
They're talking about abortion.
Yeah.
And it's like
this is in the Bible.
Can you send that to me?
Yeah, I'll send you the link to this whole thing. It's very interesting because I was just reading that and I thought, a lot of people say, well, it's in the, you know, you can't do it because it's not this or that, but it's in this, in the Bible.
And another thing, go ahead.
Oh, no, no. I was going to say it's in the Bible written. I just sent you the link, so yep. Oh, what the hell happened here? Wait a minute. This is not sent. Hang on a second. Let's see what happened here. Let's see. Copy the link. Then get out of there. Go here. Oh, that's why, because it went on something. I don't know what the hell that was. Okay, there you go.
Okay, I see it. Okay.
And that's what it is. I mean...
And this is the other thing about comparing, and I see this a lot on Twitter, is that Republicans seem to care about unborn babies, but they don't care about the babies that are getting COVID and dying.
Exactly. Thank you very much for bringing that up. You're right.
And the other thing is, there are mothers, pregnant mothers, they're pregnant, getting COVID, and they're having to do cesarean sections and pull the baby out. Or if the mother is too far gone, both the mother and the baby die. And then if the baby does survive, Republicans don't want to support that child with food stamps and rental assistance and daycare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, they don't. They don't want to help them. They don't want to take care of them. It's bullshit. I mean, you see what? I agree with you 100%. Like and I don't understand. And again, like you just mentioned, I read, and that's the part that really bothers me, is that these Republicans, all of them say, no, we want abortions, And then these kids are at school dying from COVID, and they don't give a fuck about them.
No, pictures of babies online, like little babies, like a couple of months old with ventilators on.
Yeah.
I mean... it's so... hypocritical. It's so hypocritical.
Yeah, it is. No. Big time. And I don't understand. It just doesn't make sense why people think that it's okay. Because here's the thing. If you didn't have the abortions, if you didn't have these going on, then what is going to happen when this world's overpopulated with children, because there's no kid. I mean, there's no family. Nobody's taking these kids in, is what I'm saying. All across the world, they're talking about foster homes being overcrowded. So, well, let's just think about that for a minute. Are they going to build 5,000 more homes or millions of homes?
I'm going to look at this from a spiritual perspective for a second. Because you and I are different than other people. We know things that other people don't know. And that is, the soul will go on. Those children will.
They will.
They will be born into another. I'm getting chills. Those souls will go on, and they will be born into another body, and it'll be okay.
Exactly.
And
they'll move on.
And God will forgive them, the mothers.
They will. I mean, they will totally forgive the mothers for it, because to understand the rest of the story of what's happening. Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense when people automatically condemn women and treat them like that. And for a man to tell a woman what to do with her body, that bothers me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I know you and Jason. Do can I ask you a question?
Kids. Yeah. Sure. Shoot.
I mean, I know you and Jen never had kids. I'm kind of surprised by your perspective. Does Jen feel the same way you do?
Yes.
Okay.
She does. I mean, that's how I've always felt, like, you know, that's how we always felt, even though she can't have kids. I mean, we would adopt, that's what we were going to do, but the process that it goes through, that's the other problem. The process, you have to go through the adoption process, and we don't care about that. We love adopted kids. Here's the thing. Then you got to worry about making sure you do everything by the book, because if you don't, then you can go to jail for all kinds of shit, for not, because the state, they watch everything. So if, let's say a child, let's say that somebody goes, okay, I'm going to call, I don't like you, so I'm going to call the adoption place on you just because, you know, I want to get you in trouble. And all they have to do is call and say, hey, they're beating the kid. And then, as you know, you're in there. Here in Ohio, that's something that you go to jail for, just for an accusation.
Really? It's fair.
Yes. Yeah. Only in Ohio, girlfriend, it would happen. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so you know what? Also,
God.
By the way, somebody emailed me. Their name was Mike, and he wanted to ask a question. He said he wanted to know, what do we think about the stock market Dow Jones falling because of the China situation? And thanks to Biden for doing it, he says. Well, thank you. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't. But, you know, I
look
at it this way. Well, you know, if they pass a fucking infrastructure bill, that would help.
Yeah, absolutely. They just came back to Congress, came back today.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the infrastructure bill, it includes so much. But the one thing it would provide, I live in Arkansas, where I-40 highway runs. I've had trucker friends, and they fucking hate I-40 because when they run on it in their big trucks, it goes bumpity 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 bumpity. You know, the infrastructure bill would put people to work, highway workers to work, to take out all the bumpity bumpity bumps and make it even. It would repair roads and bridges. It would help viaducts in the rivers to help the even flow of the water, to help consumers. So you can blame this on Republicans. You can blame this on Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, the two Democrats that won't pass the bill, because it would put a lot of people to work that have been out of work because of a fucking deadly disease.
I'll tell you, man.
Answer. There's your answer.
Some guy, his name. Oh, my God. Here's a fucking idiot right here, Dave. David from Washington asks, What will you do when Biden destroys the rest of our country? My taxes went from 20% up already.
Okay. Dave, what's his name?
His name is David. It's not our David, but it's David is his name.
Right, right. Okay, David. David. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 68. I've been a Democrat for 50 fucking years of my life. Every time a Republican gets an office in the White House, they fuck up the economy. And then a Democrat gets elected, they have to come in and clean up that damn mess. It's like, okay, example, recent example, 2008 to 2009, George W. Bush put us, without a pandemic, put us in the worst recession of this country since the Depression, when people were in rags, starving, trying to find work, trying to find food, et cetera, et cetera. I worked in a call center at the time. We're a mortgage company. I had people calling me, desperate, because this Republican president put us in this recession. They were living in their cars. I had one lady call me that lived in California that was able to pay her mortgage, but said the street behind her had 25 houses behind her, on the street behind her, in foreclosure.
Oh, my God.
Because of a Republican president. Obama came in and had to clean up that fucking mess, and he did a great job of it. If you look at polls from presidents and the economy, Trump had the worst economy ever, ever. Clinton, back in the 70s. Clinton, I remember this. I was young then. Bill Clinton. The economy was fantastic. Gas, I remember gasoline being 37 cents, like between 35 and 40 cents a gallon. While Clinton was in office.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't ever freaking tell me, Democratic president, because it does the opposite. And there are numbers to prove it. There are polls to prove it. All you got to do is Google. Use Google.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the polls.
Absolutely.
Go to the polls and look at what presidents have done with the economy. Ridiculous to say that the economy is tanking. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Almost 700,000 people have died because a Republican president fucked up.
I was getting ready to say, because of Trump, that's the reason why we are where we're at right now. I mean, everybody thinks this is Joe Biden, everything we're doing right now. You got to think Joe Biden's only been in office since January. And he has not really had time for anything to really take effect. So here's what we're seeing, the rippled effects from the last administration. The good, the bad. And right now we're seeing a lot of the bad. You know, that's why the economy's all fucked up, because Trump Trump did what he did. He didn't react fast enough with the pandemic, and that's why we're in a mess we're in right now, because it's the ripple
right.
effect. And
right.
that's what's going on right here. It's not Joe Biden's fault.
Well, you know, it took 8 years for Obama to get us out of Bush's recession.
Yes.
And then what did Trump do? He took it and fucked it up. Worse than
that's right.
ever in history.
I'm glad you brought that up. So, because let's look back before Trump. Let's look what Obama did. And let's look when Trump took office. Everybody said, oh, my God, this is great. Everything's looking really good. Trump made a difference. Look, Trump didn't do that.
No.
Obama did that. That rippled over into Trump's administration.
I mean,
right.
Exactly.
And the first administration. So it's always the previous president before you get into – because – so the previous president – you see those effects going into the next administration, and then on and on. It's always the same. It's always the president before.
Exactly.
And seriously,
exactly.
That's what it is.
I mean, people seem to think that when a president takes office, that the economy is going to immediately change. No, it doesn't
exactly.
work that way.
I know. And sadly to say, if Trump was to take, well, I'm just hypothetically speaking, let's say Trump runs again and he wins. Well, I know he won't, but let's say he wins, you know, 4 years. The effects and ripple effects from Joe Biden's administration will go into Trump's administration, which means that if Joe Biden cleans it up by the end of his presidency, that what you're going to see is you're going to see these effects in the next administration. I'm not even going to look
right.
that Trump's going to run. I hope Trump doesn't run, but.
Oh, God. I know you're not supposed to wish ill will on somebody, but.
That's one I can.
Exactly.
Well, there's nothing that says you can't wish ill on this on the devil, on Satan, and that's what he is.
Yeah. Oh, God, thank you.
One of the
oh
most
my God.
Evil motherfuckers.
I always, you know, I've always said, you know, my best friend in South Carolina goes, oh, don't wish bad stuff on other people. And I go, I think God's going to forgive me for wishing bad stuff on an evil person.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I agree. I you know what? He's not nothing that we can say is a good. You know, he's all evil. I mean, Satan loves his butt.
No, you bet y'all. He's got. You know, this isn't wishing ill will, but I expect his ass to rot in hell for all
yeah.
the shit he.
What he's done to everybody?
Shit. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, he has
he
no
is,
soul.
No. He is yeah. As evil can get.
Yep.
It's sickening.
It was projected upon this country, and in the process of being projected upon this country, it's been projected upon the world.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Satan must be dancing.
He is very excited. I can tell you that right now, knowing that Trump is still out there.
But
I just wish that fucker go away.
I
wish he'd have an Adderall overdose.
What?
So I wish he would have an Adderall overdose.
Well, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. More so.
Well, did you hear Mary Trump? She was even said that. She goes, we still have we still need to be concerned about Trump. You know, it's not over with him. We need to start really worrying more and more now because he's not done yet.
Why is he still alive?
I don't know what happened to the man. And I'll tell you, you figured that the man would have, I would have figured that Melania Trump would have done put a pillow over his fucking face by now. You know, my pillow on his fucking face.
Come on, Melania, I'm just kidding. Fucking Mike Lindell's my pillow.
I'm gonna ask this question live on air because it's a, you know, it's stuff that normally is between you and I. Do you think, I feel like there's some kind of spell upon this country and the world because of him. I really mean that. Spell. It's like,
I do too.
I've always felt a spell. Do you think when he's dead and gone, the spell will be broken or broken up?
So let me just add this thing. I'll explain to you what I think is going to, why. Here's what I believe will happen, and I believe it will happen. This is what's going to happen. So you cut the head off the snake, and it grows back seven times worse. So what's going to happen here is if Trump, let's say he died, okay, oh boy, unfortunately if that happened. So if he died, then what I would see is probably Don Jr., Melania, one of those two, would run to take his place. And that right there will be dangerous because they'll be the same as their father. You know what I mean?
Well,
so it's kind of like the head of the snake being cut off means it's going to grow back.
Well, you said Melania. Did you mean Ivanka?
Ivanka, that's what I meant, not Melania. Ivanka.
Because Melania,
Ivanka.
It's been reported Melania does not want him running in 2024.
Well, she's smart. She probably let him know that you're stupid if you do. You're getting old now. It's time to retire. He'll be older than Joe Biden is, right? When 2024 hits.
Well,
so,
20,
I mean,
he's 74 now, I think.
You know what I think?
So
here's what I think is going to happen. Let's just mark my words on this. So here's what I think is going to happen. So Joe Biden, I believe what's going to happen here in 2024, he is going to probably step out. I think he will. I think he'll give the reins either to Kamala Harris, or I believe that Michelle Obama may run. And I do have a strong feeling Michelle Obama is going to put her hand into the ring to be either running as president or vice president with Kamala Harris.
Really?
Yes.
Michelle.
Michelle Obama. I see her coming into the play here because of what's happening and making sure that the Trump administration people, any of the Trumps, the Trump family, that they do not get in office. And we need a strong backing because I don't think that – I truly believe that Joe Biden will probably appeal this time, you know.
My statement is this. Wouldn't that be fucking awesome for a double female?
Oh, yeah. Double female office, president and vice president, and I'm telling you, they would like, you know, people start, I heard people say, oh, you don't see Kamala Harris anywhere. What happened to her? you know, are they putting her in the back office? But she is actually going out, and just so people understand this, she is doing a lot of work with diplomatic and going around and talking to, you know, different leaders of countries. She's talking to, you know, planning stuff for, people who are, especially with the COVID stuff going on, and she's been working behind the scene, you know, a lot of us. And, you know, it's like, you know, they don't really do major press on her, but she works a lot behind the scenes. I think that's how she likes it. I think that's really how she likes it. But everybody thinks that she's not doing nothing, that she's in hiding, basically.
Well, you know, they're calling her the border czar.
Are they? I didn't know that.
We had a border czar for south of the border until April, and she stepped down. So they're calling Kamala the border czar now. No, she's the fucking vice president. And she's doing what she has to do because there isn't a fucking border czar. So you're right. Yeah. That's a talking point by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Where's our border czar, Kamala Harris?
Yep.
With a lot of.
She does it all the fucking times ago. Yep. Yes, she does. And you know what? And it's funny. I was just reading a news article just broke loose. Just a new one. It says a nurse's training didn't protect her from vaccine misinformation. Now she is one of the victims of COVID-19. So her name is Natalie Rise, was a registered nurse in Idaho who loved her job as a home health care worker before she decided to stay at home with her special needs twins. And according to her brother, Daryl, but her science-based training to become an RN was apparently no match for the disinformation about COVID-19 vaccines being shared across social media. And according to her brother, she refused to be vaccinated even as the virus surged in her city. And even as her mother lay in a coma in a hospital her life against COVID, Natalie advised her family against being vaccinated. She was telling me not to get vaccinated, her brother said. I think it was from misinformation. I think it was falling into negative social media and bloggers of YouTubers. His sister didn't think there has to be studies on the vaccines. There has been numerous scientific studies of the vaccines testing on thousands of people. Millions received them after authorities granted approval based on those studies. She died. Natalie Rise was 46. She died August 22nd, one of the many unvaccinated patients who have triggered a capacity crisis in Idaho hospitals that's flowing into Spokane, Washington, which is about 33 miles away. She died. She had immediate care, was on a respirator, and died instantly.
What?
There it
idiot
is. She was a nurse.
What idiot nurse doesn't believe in science?
That's what I'm saying.
I have this little picture. I gotta send it to you. It's like women playing fish, like from the 1800s in like old-fashioned 1800s dress. And it says, "Do you give a fuck?" And they put the U with a heart in it. And one of the other women across the table from her said, "Go fish." give a fuck, go fish.
You give a fuck, go fish.
Let me send that to you. I mean, this is the idiocy of the Republican Party and the misinformation that's getting out there. I mean, hang on, I'm trying to get there. I mean, I've had so many people I'm to the point where if you're not going to listen to the doctors, the scientists, the all the stuff that's out there, there it is. I'm to the point, if you're an idiot, I mean, I shouldn't be that way.
Right.
But if you're more into the disinformation than you are the science, you get what you deserve. It's karma. It's
Yes, it is.
Whatever you want to call it.
You know, I don't have sadness for anybody like that. I really don't. I sound bad or whatever, but I just don't feel sorry for people like that.
I mean,
they want you to feel sorry for them, but I don't. Call me cold-hearted or whatever, but when you have an opportunity to get a vaccine, get vaccinated, wear a mask at least, but they don't even want to do that because, you know, let me tell you something, Paula. As an Uber driver, when I do Ubering, and I go and I pick up passengers, you know, it's required by Uber's standards that you wear a mask before you get into the car. Both of us, driver and passenger. And it says, regardless whether you're vaccinated or not, wear a mask. So when people get to my car, the first thing they ask me is, do I have to wear a mask? I'm like, it's in the guidelines, you have to wear the mask. Well, it's just so stupid, I'm already vaccinated. Okay, well, that's nice that you're vaccinated, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to get COVID or you're carrying it as asymptomatic. Do you understand that, right? Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you don't have the damn virus running through your veins. I mean, that's called stupidity.
Right.
It's like the flu.
Oh.
You get a flu vaccine, you're going to get the flu. It will happen sometimes.
Speaking of Uber, I'm so proud of Uber and Lyft when it comes to the abortion issue. Do you know about this?
I heard some about it, but I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay. Uber and Lyft have volunteered to pay for any woman that needs to be taken for an abortion.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
See, that's really cool.
You didn't know that and you work for them?
I did. Yeah, I didn't know that. They didn't tell us. But I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Uber.
I know
Uber.
We gave rides for vaccines.
Okay. Well, they have volunteered to pay the cost, or whatever it costs, to take a woman to get an abortion.
Huh.
Yep.
No shit, I did not know that.
You didn't know they were
new every day.
Yeah.
Uber, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because they are so against what Texas has done in Texas. So I guess that means if a woman needs to be taken out of the state, I'm not sure what it means. They have said they will pay the cost of whatever it, not just the ride. Not just the ride.
Really?
Yes. But, you know, the $10,000 bounty. Cool you work for a company like that. Yeah.
That is cool. That, you know, I never knew that, but that is really cool. Something that I just learned. Yeah, I think that's neat.
Yeah.
That is real neat. Well,
yeah.
That's something I did not know, but it's something I got to learn, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
that. Glad you're welcome. I'm glad I got to inform you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hey, we got a couple minutes left, so we're getting ready to end the show. That's what I was getting ready to tell you. So we'll end with this. I'll start. I'll give it to Paula here, and then we'll finish up. So I want to thank everybody for coming to the show. Of course, we are back. We'll be back on Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 o'clock Pacific Time, whatever that is. Uh-oh, I think I lost Paula, too. Shit. Anyway, I lost Paula, and she decided to go bye-bye. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. God bless each and every one of you. And remember to hit the archives button and make sure you hit follow and follow us. All right? We do appreciate everybody that tunes in here. And that's the main thing, is keeping the show going. And we'll be back here all the time, keeping it real, man. I'm telling you, we are definitely going to keep this show going to get rid of these Republicans and Trumplicans and basically share the truth about what's happening here. I want to thank David for joining us. David's our good friend who always jumps in and helps us. And, David, thank you. God bless you, too. But we'll see y'all next Monday.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, my life is seeing sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, touch of a precious child, and no mother's love. Funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken thighs and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. Need a love in my woman's eyes, need a touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love gets a little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child,